Good morning and many blessings here from Reiku P. Blackheart, your neighbor friendly hood witch, as well as your energy protector. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about the subject of energy. Just to recap last week's episode, energy. We all know what energy is. It is what makes our lights go on. It is what makes our bodies move. It's something that can be created but not destroyed. Unfortunately, energy is something that can only be transferred. And when we talked and discussed about energy and it being a part of your everyday fiber, your spirit, your movement, your thought process, everything in your body is energy. Let's talk about how you could transfer energy, including why thoughts itself is energy. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you may know, energy cannot be destroyed. And if your thoughts are energy, what happens when you don't use your thoughts? It can be transferred to another person. So, like I said in my last podcast, there may be a moment where you have this great idea, but you don't sit here and you don't do nothing with it. And then weeks, months, years later down the line, somebody comes up with a similar idea or the exact same idea you did, but they actually put it into motion. And now you're sitting here like, dang, I thought about this years ago. I could have definitely sat down and used it. You want to know why that person now has that thought and why they're using that thought? Is because you allowed that energy to slide out of your brainwaves and go to someone else. Because thoughts, unfortunately, is still energy. It can be moved and transferred from your body to another. So guess what? It's a high possibility. Same with everything in life. Every form of energy. That's the reason why a lot of people believe in reincarnation, because your life force is indeed energy. Instead of dying or going into another person or another fiber, your energy that you put there, it can go somewhere else. It could be expelled out into the world into something more useful. Doesn't necessarily mean it's rebirth. It could just be used for anything. It could help make the grass greener. It can help make the sun burn brighter. It can make the wind move smoothly. It can help make all those things that we want to happen, happen. You could become somebody's thought later down the line. I know it's not something most people want to think about, but just think about it. Honestly, what happens to you if energy is one of those things that can go on? Now, when it comes down to energy, it is one of those things that we want to go ahead and to transform your energy. When you think about transforming your energy, what does that mean to you? How? First and foremost, let's look at the word transform. It's when you take one thing and turn it into something. So when it comes down to energy, when you are using your own physical energy, when you sit here and you eat food, that converts into energy. It's changing one form of energy to another. So in the physics aspect, if you look at the definition, the term energy describes the capacity to produce certain changes within a system without regarding to limitations in transformation purposes. So when you take and look at your energy, when you sit here and you think of yourself as a magnet, when you're sitting here expelling negative energy, you're basically bringing in negative energy. When you're positive energy, you're thinking positive, you're not only attracting positive energy, you're also attracting negative energy. That is a way of transforming your energy. I look at it this way. You're using it into a more useful way. A lot of people sit here and wonder, woe is me. Why is all these negative things happening? Why is this happening? Think about it this way. If you're constantly thinking negative, you're constantly using negative energy. You're not using positive energy. You're not allowing yourself to fully welcome positive energy. So you're always going to do that. You're always going to think of yourself as a magnet. You're always going to attract the negative energy and not the positive. When it comes down to everything that I've gone through in life, why I'm getting so many good blessings, why I did not succumb to the stereotypes that could be in my particular case. I took all those negative thoughts, all those negative energy, and I placed it into being positive. What did this teach me? Instead of sitting here and making myself wonder, why did all these things happen? Why do all these bad things happen? Because no offense, when you dwell on the negative energy, this is just as bad as expelling negative energy and then asking for it in return. Think about, what did this try to teach me? Turn your negative thoughts into positivity. Turn that negative energy into positive energy. What is this lesson trying to teach me? Why is everything so stressful? What can I possibly do to change the way this outlook is? And why am I allowing myself to continue going down a negative path? If we change our thought process and think of ourselves as energy, as batteries, as what we want, or if we look at the laws of attraction, when you sit here and you basically wish upon good, positive thoughts constantly, 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 these people who are successful, they take all that, those energy, that negative energy, good and bad, and they convert it into something good. Yeah, it's not so simple. It's not as black and white. I could easily talk to you about it, and you could easily say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and change those things. I'm going to change this. But think about it. Think about what I've discussed with y'all in previous episodes. If you guys are new to the podcast, if you don't know my backstory, yes, I do model. Yes, I have a good group of friends. Yes, I'm successful. I am not on drugs. I am a hardworking person. But if you didn't know anything past that point, where I came from, I came from a background of abuse, spiritual, emotional, physical abuse. I could have sat here and I could have succumbed to what basically things that could have happened to me. I could have easily been on drugs. I could have easily been pregnant at early age. I could have easily sat here in jail, or even worse, dead. I sat here and questioned and wondered, why me, why me, why me? And there was years and years and years I questioned and brought nothing but negative thoughts to myself, saying that maybe I deserved every bit of negativity in my life. I didn't go seek out religion. I didn't go seek out God. I didn't go seek out anything. I sat here and I took time. And as I've realized, the more and more I kept asking about these negative things happening and why these negative things keep going and wondering why all these negative things kept happening to me, negativity just kept coming. So you know what I did? I was like, you know what? It ain't everybody else. It's me. Maybe the way I'm thinking, maybe the way I'm looking at things, maybe the way I'm analyzing things is the reason. I sit here and I have to tell people all the time that the only reason I surpassed the things that I went is because I changed the way my thought process happened. So instead of sitting here saying, woe is me, why is this happening? I looked at it as, what was it trying to teach me? What could I have learned from this situation? Everything is a learning curve. And that's not neither a negative or a positive. But if I look at the things that I learned from it to help me grow, it's going to make me a better person. It's going to make me stronger. So instead of having all these negative thoughts, that hate, that anger, I sit here and say, you know what? That situation taught me about XYZ. That situation taught me how to be a better mother if I ever become a mother. The situation taught me how to know the signs and how to know my worth. That I will always deserve better than a man who ever put hands on me or my children. It made me realize that I didn't want to be part of the bitter bitch brigade, baby mama drama of holding my children against their will from their parent because I'm mad that me and him are not together no more. It taught me a lot of things. So instead of sitting here dwelling on the negative, I just thought about all the positivity it taught me. So I could be a better person, a better human being. I transfer that energy, and guess what? I am blessed for it. I don't feel anger. I don't feel hate. I don't feel resentment. I feel stronger. And I could be able to help people manifest and be better. So if I see them in similar situations, I know how to get them out of it. I turned a bad situation or bad energy or bad moment in life and changed it into something. That's the same way you gotta change your energy. It's not easy for everyone. It's not going to be an easy road. It took me a decade to get into this mindset. Everybody's journey is different. So when you sit here and you got to convert your energy and think about how you're going to make your energy transform, you got to think about it. How do you want to look at that situation? Those bad moments, those bad vibes. Look at it. What is it teaching you? That's the simplest way to go ahead and change that energy. You can go ahead and do that. Now, basically how you can make negative energy and turn it into positive energy, like I said, think about it. What is this teaching me? A bad job, bad energy, bad workforce, bad vibes, bad environment, that's still energy you're around. What did that job teach you? Did you gain any friends there? What experience did you learn? Don't think about all the stress and all the hours and the lack of pay. Think about what did you learn at that job. Don't think about the negative things you learned, but think about all the good things you learned. The experience you got. Negative thoughts. Battling depression. In battling my own internal demons, I'm constantly debating and wondering why or how am I not good enough. Or right now, like with me not really being in a relationship and separated, I'm sitting here questioning myself, like, how did I let a marriage fail? How did I this? How did I that? I had to change those thought process because at the end of the day, it was making me sad. It was weighing down on me. It was draining me. So I just thought about it. I was like, I've never been married before. And I'm learning. So I know better to do better in my next marriage, in my next relationship. So I know how to look for the signs. Find the ideal partner. Have more patience. Know right from wrong. So instead of sitting here dwelling on, oh, it failed. Oh, I could have done better. And I have all those negative energy and negative thoughts sit here and weigh down on me. I've never lived in this moment. I had to give myself credit. I never lived in this moment before. Everything you ever do in life, you have never lived that moment. Everything. A lot of people don't look at that. But think about it. You have never lived that moment in time. You did not live March 8th, 2020. At 12 noon. You've never lived this time. Think about it. Not in any platform at this moment have you ever lived in that moment. So everything that you are going through at this time is new. Unfamiliar. Yeah, we have moments of deja vu. The moment might seem similar, but you have never lived March 8th, 2020 before. So when something goes bad, when something happens, a lot of people, we are so consumed by our possessions that we sit here and we think about all the negativity if our car gets broken into, if we get into a car accident. But instead of thinking of all the negativity, be thankful. At least they only took the laptop out of the car. I can replace that. At least I wasn't getting mugged. My life is valuable. Oh, my car got wrecked. I don't know how I'm going to get to and from. But you have your life. Instead of thinking and dwelling on the negativity, think of the positive. Life is just way too short to continuously consume by negative energy. Because guess what? People don't realize that when you dwell too much on negative energy, it shortens your life. Think of all the good you do and that you're living and breathing and going. You can easily change a moment by thinking positive versus dwelling on the negative. Like, for instance, I used to have a coworker, couldn't stand how they talked, their mannerisms, the way they moved. Every time they opened their mouth, I literally wanted to visualize punching them in the face. And this is before I started my growth. But the moment I started my growth and they were still around me, I just thought about it. I can learn something from them. It may not be nothing major. It may be something small. Just observe. Watch them. Pay attention to what they're talking about. Figure them out. Because everybody's trying to teach you. Everybody's energy, everybody's waves. You just, instead of wanting to sit here and like think about it, you ain't got to be this person's friend. But they may teach you something that you may not already know. They may teach you patience. That person taught me patience and tolerance. They were younger. They didn't know any better. But they taught me a lot of patience. So instead of me getting angry every time they opened their mouth, I just thought about it, you know? Maybe this is a sign for me to become more patient. More willing. It's a simple click a switch in your mind, and it takes time. Like I said, it took me a decade. It may take you different. Your journey is going to be unique to you. And it's always going to be that way. Now, the big thing I always tell people and why I say we always have to protect our energy, there's always a downside to everything. Your energy can affect other people. When you're a negative person, and the terminology misery loves company, it does. When you sit here and you're constantly pushing out negative energy, people can feel that. We feel that in our core, especially those who are spiritually in tune. We feel that in our core. If you are constantly a Debbie Downer, constantly sitting here saying, woe is me, pity me, I can't believe XYZ, and why people keep doing me wrong, because they don't want to take accountability that they're the reason they're miserable. When your negative energy is sitting here, you can change the entire atmosphere, the way the vibe is in the room. I used to be able to come into a room, and I honestly, people still tell me, even my coworkers, my employees as a supervisor, they come in and they see me, they get excited because I can come in and light up a whole room. When I'm at work, I brighten up everybody's flight, make them feel so welcome, make them want to continue flying with us because that's the energy I let out. While another person whose energy or attitude or vibes is negative, you can hear it. You can feel it. You can sense it. Nobody's going to want to be around that. Well, I got a lot of people who want to be around me, but guess what? I'm an introvert, so it's overwhelming. But when I'm out, I know how to bring that positivity. My sister's the same way. She lights up a whole room, and that's just how she is. But then when she's down, oh Lord, she can bring a whole room down. And her energy is so overwhelming. It weighs hard on somebody's soul, especially empaths. And vice versa. When you're around somebody who has negative energy and you're a positive person, you can feed off of that. Slowly but surely, you start feeling yourself getting drained. Have you ever sat down and was around certain people and you just felt yourself feel lifted up because they're always positive? That's because that's that positivity. You can feel their energy radiating off their body. That's that energy that they are transferring from themselves to you. But then when you have somebody who has negative energy, you feel drained. Because guess what? Negative energy drains. It doesn't fill you up. It doesn't recharge your battery. It pulls away from your battery. When you are negative, not only are you affecting and draining your own internal battery, you're also draining those around you. Your children, your girl, your guy, your family, your parents. When you're negative energy, you are feeding off of others. You're not giving nobody. You're not recharging. Energy is such a powerful, powerful thing that people fail to realize that it just takes a little bit of practice. It takes a lot of time. And that's the reason why I hope these podcasts hit somebody about protecting your energy, because best believe, sometimes if you are a beacon of light, if you are a battery recharger and you constantly feel drained around the same type of people over and over and over again, but you're not getting any fulfillment back from them, those are the people you need to cut, because there ain't no changing them. And if all else fails, you can go ahead and send them my podcast and be like, hey, look, this is why nobody want to be around you, because baby, your energy is draining. It's too negative. You're draining me. There's nothing wrong with being a little protective of you. And like I tell people all the time, there is nothing wrong with not being okay. There's nothing wrong with not being okay. If you are not okay, be sure to admit that you are not okay. But be acknowledgeable of yourself and your well-being to know that your energy is low and your energy is negative and you are draining others. But there are people out there who's going to be willing to help you. And if they are willing to say, hey, look, you look like you're a little negative today. What do we need to do to bring you back to being positive? Take their advice. Don't push them away. They're there to help. You push people away too many times, though, they ain't gonna come back. People want to be around other positive people. Negative energy can literally kill. It could kill a vibe. It could kill a scenario. It can kill a friendship. It can kill relationships. So know yourself and know what kind of energy you are putting out into the world. Show thoughts negative. Show thoughts positive. The enrichment you want in your life depends on your thought process and the energy you are putting out. You want good to come to you, then you need to put good out. You want to keep wondering why woe is me, why does things keep happening, why did my car get repo, why that. Think about what kind of energy you're putting out. So ladies and gentlemen, energy is super, super important. It's something that cannot be destroyed. So if you are not using it, you are transferring it to someone else. If you are not using your thoughts, your ideas, it just gets transferred to someone else. It goes somewhere else for someone else to use. So when you get those good ideas, don't sit here and think it ain't gonna work. Try. Because you don't want to be later down the line watching TV late at night and they sit here and tell you about an idea that you thought of months or years ago and somebody's making money off of it. Everything in your life is energy, so always protect your energy. When you have an idea, don't wait until tomorrow to get through it. Just remember that self-love is the best love and self-care is the best care. So always protect your energy, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And I'll catch you next Sunday.